The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to All Things Therapy. I am your host, Lisa Tahir, and welcome to Thursday. It's episode 261. My guest that I had planned had a family emergency, so this gives a unique opportunity for it to just be us. So welcome. I am looking forward to spending some time talking about what's been on my mind and building this show around a specific Albert Einstein quote that I was reading earlier today. I'll share this quote right now, and then I'm going to revisit it again in a few minutes. So Albert Einstein said, "Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics." And I want to break that down into some measurable and observable practices, methods, and techniques, as well as give a couple of resources that I have been studying and using in the service of harnessing this universal energy available to us. And before then, I want to just go over a little about me if you want to reach out and what I offer you in addition to this podcast weekly on LA Talk Radio, as well as everywhere podcasts are found. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I do remote therapy on phone, Zoom, FaceTime, and Skype. I'd love to work with you. I am accepting new clients. Reach out to me, lisa@nolatherapy.com. Or go right to my website, nolatherapy.com, the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, reflecting the two places that I live. And there are direct links to book a session through the scheduling service online. You could email me, text me. If you prefer that, if you have any questions, reach out. And I really love working with individuals and couples and adolescents to help you all just be the healthiest that you can, have the most clarity, which is one of the principles I'm going to bring up around Albert Einstein's quote, is clarity and what that really looks like when we're in the experience of mental clarity. As well, at NOLA Therapy, you can order my book on forgiveness, on empathy, changing our patterns, endorsed by His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama, and others. It's called The Chiron Effect, Healing Our Core Wounds Through Astrology, Empathy, and Self-Forgiveness. I offer an online course which synthesizes and teaches you 20 psycho-spiritual tools. It's a culmination of 3 to 7 minute videos that I've done showing you things like how to use a pendulum. If you're watching on video, I'm wearing mine. A pendulum is a way to confirm yes and no questions that you're seeking the answers to. I talk about a crystal grid, why you might put a crystal grid in your home, in your office, things like a morning routine, incorporating meditation, an evening routine, just all sorts of things that I've used on and off in my life. Certainly, you're not going to be doing all of 20 practices daily, but it gives you a good toolbox to launch from and have some things and practices and techniques to go to help soothe and support yourself and those around you. So my longtime sponsor this summer is this awesome clothing brand called Faherty, F-A-H-E-R-T-Y, Faherty brand. They've been seen in Vogue, the LA Times, GQ magazine. They make high-end cotton clothing perfect for right now. And as my listener, they're giving you 20% off your first order to try them out. They have men's and women's clothing. They have sunglasses. They have on-cloud running shoes if you're into accessories. Yet the meat and potatoes, so to speak, of their brand are these high-end cotton clothes, dresses and shirts and skirts and jackets. They're really awesome, exquisite material. They offer you a lifetime guarantee, meaning if for any reason you want to change out your item, you can do that for the lifetime for which you own it. And to get the 20% off your first order as my listener, go to fahertybrand.com/ATT for all things therapy, fahertybrand.com/ATT. It's spelled fahertybrand.com/ATT. And reach out to me if you're interested in being an advertiser, if you want me to promote what it is that you're selling, what you're offering. I really would love to partner in that way. Lisa@NolaTherapy is my email and most direct way. Okay, are you ready? If you're just logging on, if you're watching, if you're listening, we are today discussing, you and I'm sharing with you, I'd love to know what you think after the show, this quote that Albert Einstein said, where he said, everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. So how do we apply this? There's so much material out here about manifestation, manifesting the different laws of the universe, including the law of attraction, which is one of the ones most spoken about. However, these laws operate in community and in conjunction with other laws of the universe that are really best summed up in my experience and education is it's a combination of our thoughts, our beliefs, our feelings, and our actions that are really focused upon a particular outcome to support the creation of that in our lives. And often that may take some time. And I think that's where we start to stumble, where we start to wobble, so to speak, is we have a very clear idea of what it is we want, what we desire to experience, what we'd like to manifest. And we truly feel it in our body. You're in that emotional place of how good this is going to feel when it's in my life. And then so your desire is in alignment with your belief that, yes, I can create this. Hell yeah, I can have this. And then you sit there for however long, a few seconds, and you're really in those juicy feelings of creation, putting it out there in the universe. And it's like, oh, got it. It's done. And then you go about your day and it might be 5 minutes later. It might be 5 hours later, but it's like, oh, where is that thing? Like when is it going to happen? Like what's going on here? And then maybe something crops up in your life that you didn't expect. And we're back in that place of like, okay, let me shake all that off and get back to the feeling of what it will be when I have this experience, this object, this person, this life, this home, this health, this wealth. And you're back in that place of feeling it. and vibing it. You know, you hear that a lot. Vibration, that's key in this Albert Einstein quote. And then you kind of lose it. And I'm speaking to you from experience. I've been on this path of creating my life through the laws of the universe and really, what's the word? Amplifying the attraction of attracting the people, places, and things, experiences that I want through meditation, and then finding myself even being like thinking it's going to take a long time, or I'll share it with somebody I know and they're like, well, you know, where is it? Or how, you know, we get caught up in this concept of time and when is it going to happen and how is it going to happen? And that's when we kind of delay things unexpectedly, unwantingly for ourselves. So I've been seeking, you know, how to help with this buffer of time, this space in between where we are and where we want to go, and really feeling into how this can become more comfortable for us to inhabit. Because I found when I'm reaching too far, too fast, I'm not enjoying the moment that I'm in. And then you create kind of the opposite emotions of what you want to be in, which is typically feeling happy, feeling harmonious, feeling gratitude, feeling appreciation for what is here. And so I've been thinking about this a lot, particularly in the last couple of days, and taking myself to places where I can more easily feel at peace. And I invite you to consider, what are those physical places in your life where you're listening from, the city you live in, where you might be right now? What are geographic locations you can take yourself to that help you amplify, like really drop into a place of happiness? And for me, when I'm here in Los Angeles, it's definitely the beach. So I went to Santa Monica Beach yesterday evening and just walked, you know, played in the water, sat on the sand, and like just took everything in, watching everybody, watching all the kids. And it was gorgeous. It's been really beautiful here in Southern California, and just enjoying, like not even thinking about anything in particular, but just noting the abundance around me. There were all these sailboats sailing and the ocean, its power, its magnificence. It's just always, you know, waves crashing, whether we are there or not. And for me, that started to speak as a metaphor, like these waves are here doing their thing, regardless if we're there to observe them, to appreciate them or not. And we have to be that same way for ourselves and manifesting ongoingly the life that we desire. This is a progressive, lifelong process. And as I've been able to become more comfortable with that, it's like, oh, I can take the pressure off. And yesterday I felt that pressure, that expectation of myself to reach for more, to desire more, just kind of letting that soften. It really is a process of softening the edges of what you want, and to allow the space, the peace within your own body for it to actually come into your life. And if you can feel into this with me right now, if you're in a place where you can close your eyes, let's do that together. Just close your eyes, taking some breaths in and out, releasing the busyness of your day before this moment. Whew, releasing whatever might come after this. We'll just take a few moments to see if we can actually have the experience of what this is like and what you can use outside of this time with me to create and manifest the things you want in an easier way. And just as you start to feel your mind clear, we're in this moment together. Everything's okay. You can always take a few minutes and just be with what is right now. And like really actually give yourself some congratulations, some praise for all that you have been through, all that you've accomplished, everything in your life that at one point you thought might not work out well, or you were in fear or uncertainty and it worked out for you. Just go back to that. You're doing really well. You're doing really well. And it's something to tell yourself, I'm doing so well. I'm doing awesome. Come on, I've got this. Like messages to speak to yourself. Things are going well for me. I've been handling more and more responsibility. I started this new job. I started this business. I started this podcast or this relationship and like it's going okay. Like I can do this. Whatever it is in your life that you've been feeling some uncertainty around, take that. Look at it, hold it in your hand, so to speak, and just praise yourself for you're figuring this out and you're doing well. And it's the more moments we're able to soften into what we've accomplished, what we have, it opens the door. It opens the space for our manifestations to start coming into our lives. And the first thing you'll notice, you might be feeling it now, is the emotion of some peace. Of some upliftment. Like you might even start to feel a little happier or like satisfied, like I got this. And this is a manifestation, my friends. This emotion right now, that's that better feeling, that's the first sign that you're manifesting, is when you start to feel better about things in your life.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
So that's like one of the biggest keys that I've learned. When I start to feel better, that in itself is a manifestation. That is a vibration of it being created. In this vibrational world that Einstein referenced in the quote that I read. And this vibrational world is just as real as the one that I'm knocking on this table, that I'm sitting with you in, whatever you are sitting on, whatever is surrounding you that presents as reality, this vibrational reality that you're feeling right now as a greater sense of peace is just as real. And when we really believe that, it's done. It's solved. It kind of doesn't matter the time frame of things unfolding, because when you really grasp within yourself, within your heart space, within my heart is where I feel it. Like this is mine. And it's just a matter of the people, places, and things arranging for us to start seeing the physical evidence of it. And the more you're able to feel into just like what you might be feeling now, this mastery of your emotion, which is the mastery of your mind. You've got it. And it's taking some time. You can open your eyes, by the way, if you're still with me. It's the mastery of this day in and day out that leads to the new creations that we're going to experience. And when I start to kind of lose sight of this and I need a touchstone to remember, like this is real, I think about some of the things that I've read in this book. I'm going to give you a couple references now by Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind, and Neville Goddard learned from him. A lot of the people that have written the books that we know in modern times having to do with manifestation studied Ernest Holmes in The Science of Mind. And these books, these people talk about how, for instance, electricity, back in the day when there wasn't electricity, electricity existed as a thought. It existed in the universe, yet it wasn't until someone actually started playing with formulas and building things to create it, but it always existed. And when you think of that, it's exponential and unlimited how many potentials there are for you to create, for you to make. So when you start to feel bored, when I start to feel bored, I've started to kind of reach into what would be something to create that's never been, like what's existing in this field of unlimited possibilities called universal mind by these physicists that I might want to make. And start to even jot down a list of whatever specific things you're led to think of, even if you have no idea how the shit you're going to do them. That's not important right now. It's just getting your mind flowing and moving in that way and open to new thought. Instead of being a closed system, become an open system in your mind. And so Ernest Holmes is Science of Mind. So I started to, you know, listen and go down that rabbit hole. Like, who else has written about this in the early 1900s in literature? And I was led to this book, The Master Key System by Charles Hanel, Haanel. And he talks about 24 lessons teaching our minds. Our minds are the master key. And it's in these 24 principles that we start to understand how life is actually created through our thoughts. And it's really redirecting our minds constantly. If it's like 100,000 times a day, it doesn't matter, because our minds, we think up to 50 to 60,000 thoughts a day. There's no fucking way we're going to be able to direct all of those in the service of what you want. So don't even worry about that. If you capture a few, which is what I talk about in my work, if you capture a few thoughts a day and put them in the direction of what you want, what you intend, that's enough to get some momentum going, to get universal mind on it, to get the forces of the universe on it, to start showing up for you through after hearing this podcast, somebody's going to bring up something about this topic or a related one, or you're going to open your phone and there's going to be something popping up about it. That's also a manifestation that you're on your path. Seeing coins, noticing the clock, the numbers lined up serially. These are all little ways to show you you're on your path, and you can ask for more of that to be shown to you each day. I like that because I kind of like constant affirmation, so to speak, from the universe in those ways, like the numbers of the clock lining up almost every hour on the hour some days. You know, and that's so delightful to me. Or when I'm driving, the odometer has like three or four of the same numbers. Like, that's some weird shit. That's not, you know, normally happening unless you're really looking for it to happen. And you can see the things that you want to happen. And those are all manifestations showing you, like, I've got you, it's coming. And tell me this, any of you listening or watching, when those bigger manifestations, we call them big, actually do manifest, pop into our lives, doesn't it feel like the most normal thing, like no big deal? And I keep going back in my own memory and my own experience to the book that I wrote during the 3.5 years that I was writing it, and then my literary agent pitching it to publisher after publisher after publisher, all of these rejections and getting these no's, some of them in great detail about why they weren't going to publish my book. That didn't feel very good. Yet it was like, okay, this is all, you know, this is all just par for the course, so to speak, and I can incorporate this feedback or not. And, you know, just going through that process for a number of months, maybe even a year, I would venture to say. And I was like, you know what? I know my book is going to be published. I was telling my literary agent, like, I know it's going to happen. And then the day the email came through, Inner Traditions, like, we love your book, great publishing contract, like, we're going to publish it. It felt as mundane as me drinking my coffee in the morning. Like, so it's really the journey is my whole point. This journey on our way to what I want, what you want, is really where all of the energy is at, where even the anxiety you might feel is really pleasure in disguise. We're anxious because we're actually underneath it really excited about something or worried about something. And you can channel that into excitement, expectation, curiosity, to really learn to work with your emotions by applying thought to them, not just letting them run through your body and almost like you're a puppet on a string with your emotions pulling those strings, becoming more responsive and less reactionary when you can. And really, your emotions, they're a guidance system, and we can actually harness them. We can, like, channel them. I steer away from saying control them because we don't want to suppress or deny feelings. And that's how I associate control. We want to really look at them with some curiosity and like what information is here versus suppression or controlling them. And, you know, when it starts to feel too much for me, like I'm overworking this in my head, just let it go. That's why yesterday I took myself to the beach. Like I just want to go somewhere where I'm not really thinking at all. I'm just being. I'm just looking in the water, which was kind of chilly but refreshing. And like do things that take your mind off shit. If you can every day, whatever that is for you. If it's, I mean, whatever. I'm not even going to start to name the various things you can do to take your mind off shit. But it's out there and it's available and it can help when you start to notice you're overthinking, you're overworking, when you start to feel bad. That's an indicator. Those are all indicators that you've gone too far with this topic or thing. And to release it, I will literally turn it over. Universe, I turn over this issue to you, every detail of it, every little detail. You know me. You know what I want. You know the best ways to get it here, for it to show up. And like, I trust you. And that trust for me can be a daily thing. So whatever that is for you, maybe you have more ease in like trusting it's all going to work out. I've been working on that the last few years. I do know everything's going to work out for me. I really believe that. And I want it to come as fast as it can, to be honest. And some of you listening might be like that as well. So understanding these principles of the universe can help. And going back to in the beginning, when I mentioned manifestation and the law of attraction in particular, and all the material that there is available about the law of attraction. And that the law of attraction says simply that which is like itself is drawn. So like things, like are attracted, like magnets attracting. And we all know this. It's pretty simple. Yet the real practice of that is something beyond just having a positive thought. And that manifesting, I've learned the positive thought is only one of the other components that I brought up earlier. It's really your emotions. It's, do I actually believe I can have what I want? Are my beliefs in alignment with my thoughts? Are my beliefs in alignment with the emotion around my desire? And often we can be at odds in that way. And that slows things down. So really, and it causes us to feel some angst within. That's when you start to feel kind of tumultuous inside, when you start to feel unrest, edgy, frustrated. It's like you want something you don't know how to get, or you don't believe you can have, or you don't see the evidence of it. And that's where I encourage you to go to that visualization that we went into a few minutes ago. It's just kind of put everything aside and notice and observe some of the things you have been through, and even some of the things you're living now that once didn't exist and were a dream for you. And it might be literal physical things like, you know, the car you have, the relationship you're in, or it might be opportunities that have come your way, like things you've gotten to write or be on. If you're, you know, been a guest on a podcast, I know I've always wanted to be a guest on podcasts. And as a result of my book, those invitations have been flowing and it's been so awesome. So you can draw on what's been already and worked out well to help you kind of pre-pave the path of hopefulness, of positive expectation, of something good happen. And I also like to say, I release the worst case scenario for this thing, and I make space and room for the best case scenario to manifest. And it's in this way we're consciously harnessing and directing our minds, putting our thoughts where we want them to go. And it is the master key that these authors have talked about, that so many successful people use. The most successful humans in our world know these laws and keys and make a daily practice of using them. And so this is certainly good enough for me to take some time each day to study and to apply. It's only going to make things better and easier. And it gets easier. In the beginning, it feels kind of tedious. I can tell you from my own experience. And still some days it does. Some days it feels kind of like a lot of work. But at least it's working in the direction of what I want, instead of being so worried and concerned about things I don't want. And we've heard it often, so often, that it's kind of lost a bit of its power, is that, you know, worrying is just imagining things you don't want. And you can also visualize the things you do want instead. And people sometimes are afraid of that because they think they might be disappointed. But if you just kind of have your plan A and put all of your energy into it, just everything it takes to execute, to think it through, to plan, you're going to be successful. And if you need to shift gears or go down a different path, that's going to be apparent to you. That's going to show itself to you. So streamlining your thoughts and your desires is also a part of this process. I'm going to take a pause, sip of water. I'd love you to reach out with your thoughts about this topic, about this episode, Lisa at NOLA Therapy, or a better place would be if you'd like to give a review of my podcast, All Things Therapy, on iTunes, any platform you listen. I'd really appreciate that. I'm going to ask you to do that and put your comments even about this show there, because these reviews boost podcasts. The algorithm gets us exposed to more people. And I believe this to be really important information for us to know how to use our minds. I mean, you know what? Anyone listening knows we don't use all of the potential that our minds hold. So why not start? And this is definitely an area that you can start by learning and understanding some of the principles that govern the universe. Our minds are key in all of them, whether it's the law of compensation or the law of cause and effect or some of the other, you know, you can Google laws of the universe and some sites say there's 7, some say there are 10 laws of the universe, some say there are 12. It doesn't matter. If you take one and I think get really good at it, they all work together in different ways. And this law of attraction really does combine many of the other laws in under its umbrella, because it does take into account thoughts, emotions, and actions, all being aligned with belief. So I'm feeling like this is a good spot to end for today, y'all. And I thank you for taking your time to listen, to watch. My hair's a little wild today, so I feel like the Einstein quote was very appropriate. I'm just going to close with that quote one more time. The law of manifestation is based on the principle that your thoughts, beliefs, feelings, and actions can transform into physical reality through focus and supportive action. Albert Einstein. And with that, I wish you a really great week. Tune back in next Thursday. It'll be episode 262. I am Lisa at NOLATherapy.com. Also on social media at NOLA Therapy on YouTube, on Instagram, and Facebook. Let's connect. Mwah. All my love.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.